Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to First District Politics. Looks like I had the automatic Trump train set up, and I forgot about that. That's excellent. We are getting so high-tech in this podcast. We've come a long way. Tonight, we welcome Adriana DiCoccio. Welcome, Adriana. How'd I do
Hello.
On that name?
Oh, you butchered the last name, but we're good.
Help me out with the last name.
It's DiCoccio.
DiCoccio.
Yeah, DiCoccio.
Is that better?
Adriana DiCoccio. Yes.
DiCoccio. Okay, that's cool. It's tough. Hardest part setting this podcast up was typing your name in the different, you know, areas here, making sure I spelled that right. So, Adriana, thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome. So basically, we just met, and once in a while I do this on the podcast. You know, the thing is, even though we just met, it's like we've known each other for so long because we're on the same track, this Trump train track. Well, it's the whole Trump train, but we're on the same track, our thought process. It's unbelievable. And then we met even more in a specific, niche over Laura Loomer. We met on the Laura Loomer at the Laura Loomer fan club.
Yeah,
and
we did.
Boom, here we are. So the hashtag that Laura's pushing out right now on her new T-shirt that you can find on her her website at lauraloomer.us merchandise and see her new T-shirt, hashtag stop the bias with the upside down Twitter bird on the breast pocket there. It's freaking awesome.
Nice.
Stop the bias. Yeah, it's a nice T-shirt. And then your idea, this is why you're coming on tonight. So censorship awareness, when I met you, you have this whole event idea set up. Why don't you just, because this show's only 30 minutes, let's just jump right into it, and you tell us what do you have up your sleeve, Adriana?
All right. Well, it's not my idea, but I did talk to a few people who were, talking about censoring and trying to do something to make sure that they notice that they're censoring against, all these like-minded people that are trying to talk and against the bias on their agenda on these big tech giant like platforms. You know, we were all discussing on what would be a great cause. And with those deep discussions, we decided, making one day a big sign out day, just start off with one day, then go after more days, consecutively after their ad revenues, block their ad revenues, go on to YouTube, Facebook affiliates, any YouTube videos, any Facebook posts you can dislike, you can, block all the ads just to make sure that they notice that we are taking attention to what they are doing to all these voices that are not being heard and suppressed. So that's in a nutshell of the whole thing. But the biggest part about it is to stop censorship, to stop globalism,
Yeah, so in the description we have up on the podcast when we tweet this out, if people can read the description, what I put in there, and it's what you're fighting, this is awesome. So let's go through this just slowly here. So you want to construct this day where people are going to protest and sign off of Twitter. The cause is to fight against censorship, globalism, socialism, and political bias. All right, hold on, stop. Let's go one at a time. Against censorship. Then globalism, then socialism, and political bias. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Right? These things are all so huge in themselves, but they're also together. They're almost like one thing, aren't they? That's kind of the cool part of it, because it's almost, right? If we beat one, we're almost beating them all.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do.
So,
what I really think can be powerful about what we want to do with censorship awareness is if you hit mass numbers and a lot of people are agreeing to do something for the same cause, you know, like you said, all of these things that we are talking about fall under the same category, okay? So if we have a collective of people fighting against that all on the same day, it is going to be noticed and it is going to take effect on what tech giants are doing on their platform. Hopefully, that's the goal. That's the expectation. And if we can complete that, if we can, you know, fight against that, that is a bigger movement in itself where we can eventually, you know, we are in the early stages. I just posted this video yesterday asking for people's opinion if they would just jump on board to even do it, you know. So,
you know what? Let me ask you a question. Let
yeah.
me ask you this question. While you're thinking there and while I'm thinking here, did you ever, are you thinking about it this way? Now, if you, one thing that the other side does, the socialists, at the socialist convention, might happen to know what goes on there. Don't ask me how I know, but at the socialist convention, they have all these different factions of socialists. Let's say the censorship socialists, the globalism socialists, the socialism socialists, the political bias socialists. You know, they have all these hundreds of, but what they all do, they have all their little niches, but they all work together in the big picture of capitalism bad, socialism good, capitalism bad, socialism good. If you, are you looking at this like these groups, people concerned about censorship, like Laura Loomer fan people because of the censorship thing, then the globalism group, which is a whole group of people itself, then the socialism people against that, right? The political
mm-hmm.
bias people. Those are all different major groups of, in trying to target those, or have you thought about it that way?
Absolutely. Okay. So if I can get deeper into this, there are shareholders in Twitter. And, you know, what do these shareholders do? What are their companies that are they running? You know, are they evildoers? You know, a lot of them are into this. A lot of them are putting money into this company and receiving money from this company on a biased, you know, standpoint where they do not want people to go against what their agenda is. Okay. Simple. They don't want their agenda to be broken. So we need to break that agenda and we need to break those. We need to just put the icicles down, let them smash against the ground and see where they can fall. You know, what are we going to do? We got to try something. If nobody is trying something, how can we get this? How can anything be done? You know? So that's where I'm coming from with this. I want to just see what we can do, see the masses that we can reach, see how many people jump on board, see who we can look into and who really is running these businesses and what type of monopolies that they are, you know, working together with and joining in censoring people like Laura Loomer, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, you know, like the Google hearing the other day. Them talking about
right.
they're not going to censor with China or launch in China. It's just a socialist, globalist plan, and it just has to be stopped. And like I said, one way or the other, we got to fight, and if we fail, we fail, but we fight, we die trying, you know?
No, we're winning, and now is the time because of what President Trump is doing. Basically, President Trump has his foot holding the door open, and we all have to go, 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 go now before his foot comes off that door, and bam, it closes, and it's too late.
Exactly.
So you are absolutely
he's very
right,
strategic.
And that's why this is a good idea. You know, this is a great idea.
And it's like, I know a lot of people have said that they have tried to do this before, and, you know, it doesn't work. But with everything that is going on right now, it is imminent for the election in 2020, you know, and for our futures, you
right.
know, for the well-being
right.
of the
right.
citizens of America.
Right.
This is
right.
important. You know,
and that's why what
our
we're going to do with this podcast tonight is we are going to get this podcast in the hands of Laura Loomer. We're going to get this podcast in the hands of Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, right on down the list. Who did
and
I
hopefully
we're
President
going to get it in our
Trump.
Hands. Ann Coulter. President Trump, exactly.
Yes.
And they're going to, because this is what we're going to need. We're going to need them to work their network. So we have our little network. Now we got the little web going. We work it out, and that's how we're going to do it. We get this It's going to take their help. It takes all of our help to make it big enough. And
yeah.
They're the ones that have the bigger platforms, right?
Exactly. Another story I wanted to bring up and, you know, that I became aware of in the last day was Cash Jackson was running for governor. And while he was running for governor, his Twitter account was being censored and shadow banned, you know, really
now,
affecting
who was it?
His
Hold
campaign.
On. Let me back you up. I want to know who you're talking about. I didn't get who you said.
Mr.
Who
Cash
are you talking
Jackson.
About?
Mr. Cash Jackson. K-A-S-H Jackson. You can find his handle right on Twitter. He is running for governor. And I have been able
to... What state?
I actually don't know. How funny.
That doesn't that much doesn't matter.
Yeah, by his campaign manager at the time, I was told, the person who was running his Twitter account and everything, about his censorship while he was running his campaign. Mm-hmm. And to me, that just was a huge red flag. And I asked him if he wanted to get on board with this movement, and he said, absolutely, let's figure out a date, let's do that, he'll push it well. So anybody with, you know, a voice that can... fight against censorship, what we are all doing, needs to butt
in and
do.
Well, the big problem is they have so many ways to censor us. First off, they can turn on and off the real obvious censors because now they know that there's that censorship tracking tool that you can, for example, type your Twitter name into, and it tells you what you're banned on or not banned on, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so many of us were banned. Even my little Twitter account had a shadow ban on it. And then all of a sudden, the day that Jack went to Congress, you put your all the bans are off. Oh, magically, isn't that something? We were all losing people. I was losing people. I'm saying little measly old me, 14,000 followers. You know, I'm just nothing in the big scope of things, and they're hitting me. Come on,
right. And you know what?
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. I put on my feed today, you know, telling people to turn off their infrared interest because, you know, Twitter goes by your hashtag or what they think that you are interested in. You know what I mean? Make sure you are blocking ads. You know, that is the most important thing. Go after what really.
Oh, you like
their,
blocking ads?
I've been blocking ads from day one.
I totally block ads, and I didn't even know I was doing a good thing, but I'm like, you know what? Block. I don't want to see this.
Block the ads. It's where they get
Excellent.
Their revenue
Thank
from. You know
to
what I mean?
Good point.
That's why,
see,
you
I
know,
just didn't want to see
President
it. I didn't even
Day.
Think about it like you. See, this is why you're on track here.
You know, and that's why we're choosing... We wanted to choose a date that would be, you know, significant, President's Day. We want to make it known that us Americans are going to stand up for what we believe our Constitution is, you know, our upright Constitution. We need to stand up for it. We don't want to back down. We want to make sure our rights as citizens are upheld. And that is what I'm going to
do. Do you know what the date of
President's
Day is? What's the date of President's Day?
Yes. February 18th, 2019. It is a Monday.
February 18th. Wow, we got to get moving, right?
Yep, we got to get moving. Mm-hmm. We really do. And that's why we wanted to
set the date. And this is a good, I mean, what else do we have to do in between now and then? This is a perfect project.
What we need to do between now and then is make sure we reach the masses, okay? We need to reach people who want to join, and we'll actually put their phone down. Okay, for that day. And then when we continue to add more days so we can, you know, really affect their quarterly numbers and money, we want to really make it effective. So what we really need to do is put the phones down. A lot of people won't do it because people are addicted, but it has done. And I think people are fed up.
Well,
you know,
are you
I
saying put the phones
video.
Down or actually log out? Now, you know me, Mr. Specific. You don't know too much because we just met.
Okay.
I'm very specific.
Log
put the phone down or
out
log out because
log
we touched
right
on this
out.
In our conversation ahead of time. So, well, you know, is it put it down or is it log out?
We're going to log out. We're going to sign right out of our Twitter account that day. You know, you can obviously use
okay,
your phone.
Okay, so log out. All right, next thing, boom, log out. Here's my next thing. So here's what we do. People log out, and this is what I mentioned to you. They log out. They mm-hmm. don't know how to get back in because they all forgot their passwords.
I know.
What do we do?
You got to write your password.
Are we going to attach how to recover your password? Are we going to tell them ahead of time, get them involved? You better know your password. And by making them know their password, we're doing a service to them because now they have better control over their Twitter account because they know their password. Or when they go to recover their password, is Twitter going to make them give them their phone number and then they don't want to do that? I mean, is that too
– right,
I mean, I'm thinking
because,
too
– No, you're right, because a lot of people who are on Twitter don't even know how to get into their settings and figure out how to turn – certain things off that would help them. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of people are not tech savvy. And a lot of people are on Twitter because President Trump is on Twitter. So, you know, we want to be able to continue to hear him out because he uses this platform, but we want to make sure this platform stops using political bias and is censoring, you know, the good mass of people. You know, it's sickening to me, and I reiterate myself over and over. I talk fast. I go in circles
because I'm
talking about the same thing, part of the globalist agenda. And
that's
I'm
what I liked about you when I watched
it.
You on your video. So when I first saw you on Twitter and I watched you on your video, I was like, my God, this girl can talk fast and clear and concise. I mean, it's great. But you know what we're really doing? It's the timing of what we're doing. Because who's going to really make the difference is going to be President Trump. He's the one that already has his people looking into these big tech companies. They're already digging into that.
Something.
And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be raising awareness to the issue and showing people of how many different people exactly at the timing that he needs to support what he's doing. That's why it's important we're doing it. That's why Laura Loomer went and handcuffed herself to the freaking Twitter door. So in a sense, we're kind of doing that, but
God
in a different fashion. You know what I mean? That's why people
Thank
need
you.
To stand up and really get behind these types of things.
Mm-hmm. Use your voice. You
the
know?
Time is now. It really is. The time is now. There is no time to delay.
You know, like a lot of people say, we are in special times. It is imminent. We are the people, okay? So we need to use this time and use what we have together, our resources, our connections, and truly fight. You know, it's very important. Like you said, you know, Trump, I hope he really makes a difference and his people are really going to do something about censorship and these tech-savvy giants that are completely just off the charts with their nonsense. I mean, lying under oath and doing all that bad man pajama stuff is just ridiculous. It's like we're in a circus, and I'm sick of it. You know, why can't we just stick to our morals as who we are? America first. You know, we have room for one flag, and that's the American one. So why do we not hold that up to the respect that it deserves? You know, and a lot of people are doing that, and I am so proud to be part of this movement and to use my voice for people to stand up. And I honestly am humbly, like, sitting here just thinking, wow, we are actually going to do this. And I really believe it's going to work. So I am going to pray, and I'm going to ask everybody to pray and get that expectation out there, you know?
No, absolutely. So,
stand back. Watch out. Don't pray.
We were going so good. We have to at least do one of the Trump train sound effects during the show, or it wouldn't be complete. No, it just would be. I mean, what a great show. What a great show.
Right? With Trump train. So, makes sense.
Throw that back to me. I didn't hear that. Sorry.
I said I started my train, like, I started doing Trump trains on my Twitter feed a couple weeks ago, and that's how I got doing all of this. I thought, you know, let's add on.
Okay.
Let's reach the masses and we all connected, and it's just been great. And now I'm focusing on the censorship, and a lot of my friends who I've connected with in the past few weeks are helping me out, and they're just awesome. And so are you, Bill. Thank you for having me. It's amazing.
Oh, no, you're welcome. And this is what it's really neat about the network. little bit of a network and everybody working together, no matter what level you are, because it all adds up. Because when you think about the web that makes all this work, it's from all the friends that we talked about already, the Laura Loomers and the Cernoviches and Alex Jones is up here, right? Going all the way down to the people like you and me that are on the ground actually doing stuff, throwing podcasts together in a second so that we can get this information out there. And here's the thing. We joke about the show. Oh, there's a million people going to listen to this show. You know, a million people listening. Or is it one? But you know what? That's what about. It's just about the one person. That's what politics is about, convincing the one. That person then goes to the next one and the next one and the next one. That's why we do it. You know what? On that topic, I want to talk about something real quick. Retweeting. Mm-hmm. This is one of my things, retweeting. If you look at our people, this is what drives, this is going to be a little, I'm going on a side tangent.
You go
on
ahead.
Twitter. I'm going to go on a side tangent. On Twitter, mm-hmm. you can take, let's say Kim Guilfoyle, okay? She'll have, say, 3,000 retweets and, say, 10,000 likes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, wait, how about 13,000 retweets? The
Instead
likes are,
like,
I mean,
yeah,
it's driving me nuts.
Don't be afraid
don't push
to
the,
retweet.
You're pushing a button. Instead of pushing that button, push this one. Push the retweet button. That is what magnifies our message. It drives me nuts about our side. That's why they have, you know what, in Wisconsin, a Democrat, crazy Democrat, won the governor. A crazy Democrat is our AG now. In Minneapolis, or in Minnesota, you got freaking Keith Ellison as an AG. Are you kidding me? Because, I mean, these people, we have to really step up our game.
We
Stop
do.
Stop that like. Push
do.
Retweet. Go listen to Michelle Malkin. 10 years ago when Michelle Malkin was training people in Twitter at small breakout sessions, at little boots on the ground, can you push the retweet, the power of the retweet. This drives me nuts. Rant over. Jeez.
It is very powerful, you know, spreading the word, making sure it is recycled. That is what needs to be done. That is how you reach the masses. You know what I mean? It's simple. Retweet, you know, comment, make sure you are involved, okay? And that's why I think I started doing Trump trains and everything, because all of those people that are joining in that movement and trying to stay connected, retweet and support each other, even if it's just your regular tweets. You know, you are having these people see it on a daily, regular basis, you know, and so your voice is being heard by the people that you want to be connected with. So that's why we want to
Absolutely.
Fight against censorship. So people, you know, who are doing Trump trains or people who are in these group classes together are able to continue to conversate and continue to fight against the agenda of what these globalists and socialist scum people are doing. I mean, I'm sorry. I got to say it. They're scum. I hate it.
You can say it on this show. We can do whatever. We can swear. We can say anything. So feel free.
I love it.
No,
it's like you're on Howard Stern. Oh, boy.
No, it is. It is Howard Stern. It is Howard Stern. That's why if you look at all my episodes, they're going to only be beautiful, gorgeous, smart, like-minded, you know, beautiful women.
I like how you did the like-minded there.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, though, as far as women, there's a lot of powerful women in our movement right now, and it seems like guys
there
are just not. I love Andrew Breitbart. If you don't, again, we just met, but when you really get to know me after we talk more, Andrew Breitbart is unbelievable. That's a whole story
really
itself.
Is.
But that's why I like Laura Loomer so much, because Laura Loomer, it's like Andrew Breitbart
She's a powerhouse.
Plus James O'Keefe equals Laura yep. Loomer. Yeah, Laura Loomer is in the Breitbart model. And I've been doing videos in your face stuff for years too, as the technology's risen, not to that level, but it's something I just love. And I see a little bit of that in you too, almost similar, And that's why we need to get you up in there and get your whole movement that you have going now really recognized. And also, I know.
Well, this is not my movement.
You have,
it is the people's movement.
No, that's what I was going to say. What I'm asking you right now is we had another one of your friends who was going to come on the show who couldn't make it, blah, blah, blah. But it's not just you. There's other people. Tell us about this other part of your movement.
Yes. There are so many people involved, talking, conversating, even getting frustrated and arguing over which days would work best because people want to make sure that this is effective. You know what I mean? So there's just so many emotions and people just really excited to be involved. I'm telling you, the video that I posted yesterday, there's over 700 comments on it. There's over 28,000 views in one day. Like, that's a lot for, you know, just one day. And little old me just coming on the Twitter scene doing Trump train recently and talking about censoring and fighting against the bias, stopping the bias, fighting for people like Laura Loomer, you know, Alex Jones, Roger Stone. It is important. And that is just, I'm going to keep saying it, why I'm doing this, to fight censorship and globalism. And that's it. And to keep us like-minded soldiers and patriots together and,
on the globalism thing, just got okay. H.W. Bush had just died. Let's just do a quick second, right? H.W. Bush.
That guy.
So,
okay.
So a person I know who's a liberal. A couple weekends ago, when H.W. Bush died on the Saturday, it's like, oh, Jerry, H.W. Bush died. I'm like, yeah, good. It's about time. What? I was triggering the liberal, right? Just kind of joking. What? You know, because they have no clue. But just go back to the globalists, the New World Order. Right in his speeches, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against the guy, the family man, the whole thing, this and that. But if we knew then what we know now, no, thank you. No, thank you. So what we're fighting against and what President, luckily we have President Trump, what President Trump is fighting against for us and us doing our part on the ground with you and your type of ideas and so on. It's unbelievable.
Yes, and I do. I love the president. I'm very happy that he is in office. But this, what we are going through right now, it's imminent for the election in 2020. Okay, we just went past midterm.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mess. You know, we really have to fight. There are so many things. You know, look at Broward County. Look what happened. They went over there to stop the steal. It's just like, what is going on?
Good point.
You know, we need to really just measure it down, look into the full details of what needs to be done, and follow through. Follow through, okay?
Well, no, it's, and timing is perfect too. We get through Christmas, which is right around the corner. New Year's Eve, boom, let's roll, right?
Let's roll. Coming
no,
up.
No, it is. It's the timing. Yeah.
And you know, like I said, I love Trump, and he is a great president. But what we are doing is bigger than Trump. Okay, Trump is only going to be with us if we're lucky for until 2024. What are we going to do after?
Right.
We need to stop this. We need to make sure our footprints are solid in the ground for what America is truly worth and what our citizens need. You know what I mean? America first.
Oh, absolutely. 60 seconds. So with 60 seconds, who's next? Is it Junior? Is Junior then in 2024? Donald Trump Jr. and Kim Guilfoyle? Is it Kim Guilfoyle is the next first lady?
I don't know. Maybe.
No, absolutely. I'm going out on that. Let's go out on this show. We're down to 40 seconds. I'm going to go out on Junior and Guilfoyle as the next first lady. And did you know she's already been a first lady?
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
She has. And do you know who, you know, Gavin Newsom? Look this up.
Make sure
I'm right. Double check me. That was, she was the first lady with him. Oh, this, you're going, what?
I didn't even know. See?
10 seconds. What a great show, Adriana.
I'm so glad that you had me on, Bill. Thank you so
much.
We
have a few
extra
seconds. We've got some extra time. We have extra time. There's a buffer zone, so we don't have to just jump right up. I didn't tell you that about ahead of time. So, no, what a great show. What a great show.
Yeah. You know, I was deep talking there, going on, but we just got to.
Yeah, so we're still on
Sensitive Awareness
right now.
Day.
We're on right now.
Yeah, Sensitive Awareness Day.
It is.
President's Day, okay? February 18th, 2019. That's the start, okay? I will put out more details. I'm going to be doing more.
That was the high-speed Trump train.
That was a nice one.
Give us the date again. Give us the date again. And
okay, February 18th, 2019, that's President's Day. So let's call that Sensitive Awareness Day, and we are going to begin with that day and start to plummet their numbers, their revenue and ads, and just show them that our numbers and our collective will count.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so I'll catch up with you. No, that's a great show. Censorship Awareness, Stop the Bias. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Have a great show.
Take care.
Bye now.